Hey boo! Welcome to the Hustlin' Mama podcast, where we're all about finding ways to make your healthy lifestyle simple and fun. My name's Emily, and I'm a nutritionist obsessed with giving you tips to feel satisfied and fulfilled in your wellness journey. This podcast is all about figuring it out together, laughing along the way, and breaking past your barriers so that we can feel our best and most confident selves. So mama, let's do the dang thing. Hello, hello. Welcome to another week of Hustlin' Mama. I am Emily. I'm your host, and I am so freaking excited that you are here and that we get to chat each and every week. I hope you know that this is just such a bright moment in my week, is getting to hop on the mic and talk with you and just connect with other moms and hopefully help provide some value into your life with some healthy tips and things like that if you have a goal of working on your health and wellness, which I'm guessing you do if you're here. So with that being said, we're just going to jump into this week's episode. So this week, I really wanted to talk with you about creating a morning routine that you love, like that makes you excited to get out of bed in the morning and get, I know getting excited to get out of bed in the morning can seem like a stretch for a lot of us, especially if you're like me. I used to hate mornings. Like, you could ask my mom if you wanted to. Like, she would have to wake me up like a million times to get out of bed. And on top of that, like, I would set probably, I'm not even lying, like 7 to 10 alarms every morning. I would usually sleep through all of them. And then my mom would have to wake me up a couple of times. I used to drive our house crazy because I just wouldn't hear my alarm. So I went from being like that, like not being able to wake up on my own for years, to now I get up every morning, except on the weekend. I get up every morning at 4 a.m. I read personal development, I journal, I practice gratitude, I do affirmations, and then I do a workout. And that is my morning routine that I absolutely love. And then on the weekends, I still like to get up before Garrett. I just let myself sleep in until 5. And on days when I have a rest day, which is usually Sunday, instead of doing my journaling, my personal development, my workout, I usually use that time to meal prep for the week before Garrett gets up so that I can kind of take my time. I love to cook, so it just gives me a chance to cook in peace without having to like navigate around a toddler. And maybe if you have a 1-year-old that likes to be like underneath your feet in the kitchen, or is at that age, like he's just at the age where he wants everything, so it's really hard to cook with him like wanting to grab at everything. It just makes me really nervous, so I prefer to cook before he wakes up. But that's what my morning looks like. And I know I get a lot of questions of like, oh my gosh, how do you get up at 4 a.m. every day? Like, I could never. And one, I was going to wanted to share some tips, and two, just kind of a structure you can follow if you're trying to create healthy habits and you're just feeling like you're having a really hard time doing it, like a little formula that you can follow. And this can be for anything. It doesn't have to be for a morning routine. But if you're trying to create a morning routine, some things that have really helped me was one, like slowly building up to it. I didn't add in all of those things at once. Like, I started off with just my workouts, and then I added in the personal development, and then I added in the journaling, and then I added in affirmations, and then I added in the gratitude. Like, it was a ladder, and it took me probably a year or a year and a half to get really consistent with it and to build it up to what it is today. So that's the first tip, is just give yourself some time, give yourself some grace. You're trying something new. It's not going to be perfect on the first go around. It's going to be hard. You're going to have days where you wake up really excited, and there are going to be days when you contemplate saying, screw it, I'm going back to bed. And maybe you, not maybe, you definitely will have days when you say, screw it, I'm going back to bed. And what's important is the next day that you just get up and that you recognize like, okay, maybe that's not how I wanted it to go, but I'm going to be better today. And it's just getting that like 1% better every single day. It's not about being perfect. So that was my first tip, is take it slow, give yourself some grace. And the next thing is really, if you are trying to build a morning routine, I'm going to tell you this from experience, it's something I still struggle with, but you have to prioritize sleep. If you're trying to get up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., whatever time you want to get up, if you're not getting enough sleep, you're not going to be able to get out of bed. And that is why I slept through my alarm so much when I was younger, is because I would stay up until midnight, 1 a.m., whatever, watching Netflix, doing whatever. And then I couldn't get up when my alarms went off because I was so freaking exhausted. So making sure you're setting an alarm on your phone, not just to get up in the morning, but also to go to bed. If you have an iPhone, you can set up the focus alarm or like reminders or whatever, where it turns on like do not disturb for you. And they have one for sleep if you have your phone updated to one of the newer iOS's. I have it set so that it like puts my phone in like sleep focus 30 minutes before I want to go to bed. So then if I like, I'm trying to get on my phone, it says like, oh, you're on like bed, do not disturb mode. Like, are you sure you want to unlock it basically? And that kind of helps me be a little bit more mindful about getting caught up in scrolling social media and things like that right before bed. I will say it's not perfect. I'm not going to act like I never touch my phone 30 minutes before bed, because it is something I am like actively working on and still struggle with. But it is helpful to just kind of have those like checks in place for yourself so that you can see how you're doing and see how you want to improve going forward. So really making sure that you're giving yourself grace, prioritizing sleep, and then just showing up. And that, I feel like showing up is the easy part. It's the giving yourself grace, prioritizing sleep. Those are the hardest parts because we want to be good at it now. But it takes time to build that muscle, to create that habit, and to keep showing up. But really, those are my biggest tips if you want to create a morning routine, is that you just have to show up, give yourself grace when it doesn't go well, and get some freaking sleep. So now we'll move on to the formula that I wanted to share for creating habits. And it's a little bit similar to those tips that I just shared, but I want to generalize it a bit in case you want to use these for any habit, not just creating a morning routine. So my first step is to pick one, maybe two, but I really recommend one habit that you want to create. So maybe it's that you want to start working out in the morning. Maybe it's that you want to start meal prepping on Sundays, or you want to start like doing your hair every morning before work. Pick one habit and commit to that habit for at least 1 week, maybe 1 month, and then work on just that habit. Do not try to create any new habits in that time frame. Stick with that one habit that you're working on, and then check in at about a week, maybe 2 weeks, and see how you're feeling and how you're doing with it. And if you feel like you're getting really consistent, you're feeling confident in your ability to do that habit, then you can add in your next habit that you want to create. And I really recommend if you are trying to create next, like new habits, that you stack them. So if you are trying to get up in the morning and work out, you could stack that with your shower. Like if you shower every single morning, you'd say, okay, before my shower, I'm going to work out. Because if you already know you're going to shower, it just makes it a little bit easier to do your workout and not forget if you do it right before your shower. That's kind of the idea of habit stacking. So you will pick your second habit and you'll add it in. So say your second habit is that you wanted to read personal development. You could do that maybe before you work out. You could stack it with your workout. And then once you feel like you're getting really consistent with that, you're going to do the same thing. Do it for about a week or two, maybe a month or two, depending on the time frame that you need. And then as you start to feel more confident in completing that habit consistently and in your ability to stick with it, even on the days where you're not perfect, then you can just keep adding habits in and doing them and prioritizing the new habits that you have. And then when you have the morning routine that you love, or you have the bedtime routine that you love, you can just stop adding new habits in. And then you just get to keep doing the routine that you created, that you cultivated, and that you made your own. And that's such a good feeling. I will say, like, my morning routine is probably one of the highlights of my day, because it's really the time that I get for myself to do what I want to do without being interrupted. So I know I get a lot of questions. You might get questions too as you create a morning routine. Like, why do you want to do that? Or like, don't you miss sleep? Or, oh, I could never do that. I mean, you might get comments as you're starting to create a new routine. But if it's something that you love to do and something that feels really good to you, those comments won't matter. You'll just brush them off and be like, oh, but it's so much fun. I love it. And then you might even inspire somebody to start their own morning routine or start their own habit. And that is the best feeling there is. So I hope those tips were helpful. I'm going to recap them again really quickly for creating any new habit. So it's picking one habit to start with, getting consistent with it for about a week or two or a month or two or however long you need. And then you're going to add the next habit on, and then you're going to repeat that process until you create the routine that you love. So that is my formula that I use all the time for creating new habits. And I hope that you will use it too. If you do, let me know, send me a DM on Instagram. Tell me what habit you're working on creating. I would love to hear about it and cheer you on throughout the process. I know it can be so hard and scary to start a new habit sometimes. So I would love to be that support system for you. So like I said, DM me on Instagram. I'm at m.brooke.tullio. I'll link it in the show notes, but I would love to hear about what habit you're starting. And I cannot let you go without telling you about the healthy habits I'm going to be working on in September that I'm really kind of nervous about, but also excited about. I'm going to really be focusing on my gut health in September. So I'm going to be kicking off a 4-week gut health program. That's a nutrition program, just really focus on helping you create gut health, helping you cultivate a little bit more of a healthy gut. And I'm really looking forward to it because I know my hormones are out of whack. They've been out of whack since probably before I had my son, honestly, but they've been really noticeably out of whack since being postpartum. So I'm really excited to balance those out and get a little bit more in tune with my hormones, getting them to feel a little bit more quote unquote normal. So that's what I'm excited for. I'm not going to lie, I'm also a little bit nervous because I've been doing the same nutrition program for 3 years. So switching it up is making me feel a little bit nervous, but I am really excited to try something new and work out my hormone health. So if you are interested in focusing on gut health, even if it's not to balance out your hormones, but just in general, I would love to have you do this with me. I seriously just want to have a group chat of women that are focusing on their gut health, that are cheering each other on, because I know it can be kind of scary to switch up your nutrition or try something new. I feel like you just have all of those, I don't know if I could do it, or it's going to be so hard, blah, 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 blah. I know I'm having some of those thoughts go through my mind. So I would love to have some people to just support each other along the way. So that sounds like something you could use. I'll put the link in the show notes and you can join us. You'll get access to an accountability group. You'll get access to the group chat. You'll get access to me to help you out with things, with questions and things like that. It's a program, just a little recap or overview of the program. It's broken down into little videos that help break down what you're supposed to be doing over the 4 weeks. And then of course it comes with meal trackers and suggested recipes and all kinds of things. There's also a low impact workout program that goes with it that is optional to pair with it. You don't have to, but it's recommended. And it's what I'll be doing. It's low impact or zero impact, actually. It's 4 days a week. The workouts are 30 minutes or less. And I'm excited. I've heard really good things about it. So if that sounds like something you want to do, like I said, the link's going to be in the show notes, or you can DM me on Instagram with questions. I'm pumped. And I'm definitely going to be using these habit tips to get in the habit of this new nutrition program. So let me know if that's something you'd be interested in, if you have questions about it. But I can't wait to chat with you next week. Thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate you. It would mean so much if you shared this episode with a friend or left a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. But thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I will chat with you next week. See ya.